Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, horny. What are you doing on this Saturday afternoon? Well, let me tell you something. I'm broadcasting live from Windy City. It's mostly cloudy today, but listen, my babies, it is 92 degrees outside. Very humid. Very humid, I am telling you. Listen here now. It is August the 6th, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Quran. But listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. Listen, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please do visit Gumba Rum. For all your rum libation needs, it is the smoothest rum on the planet, baby. It is smooth, wicked smooth, honey. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. We do have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, darling. Listen, it goes down real smooth, and for me, it goes down a little bit like this. Not really, baby, because I'm a champagne girl. I keep telling Steve, you know, I don't know what I'm going to have to do to raise my paycheck around here. You know what I'm saying? Listen, on 50 cents, I can't even afford to get my toes done. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I like to get a petty and a mani every week. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I can't even go in to get a wax. Listen, I got a full-fledged beard on my face sitting up in here. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I'm on the radio and not television, because, you know, if I was on television, I would scare the whole wide world. I am telling you, I need a waxing. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got a beard, I got a mustache and everything. I mean, I look like one of the seven dwarfs. I'm telling you what's the truth. Now, listen, I mean, my beard is like down to my knees and everything up in here. So I don't know, you guys, maybe I need to start some type of protest or something. Maybe you guys need to write Steve Gum a letter and tell him to raise my paycheck, because it is not working up in here. Listen, let me tell you something. You guys know I like to entertain, right? You know I like to entertain. Listen, you guys, while you're on Facebook, do me a little bitty favor. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, guys, I got two hot entertainers today. Two hot entertainers. They are artists and entertainers. Listen, I just love it when I have bona fide real artists on the show. Do you hear me? Listen today. I have music. Music from Martin Strand, S-T-R-A-N-D, and independent artist Elise Dash. Listen, let me tell you something. And when you hear Elise Dash sing, you are going to lose your freaking mind. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, I am telling you, Elise's voice is so beautiful, so gorgeous. Let me tell you something. Her voice is so beautiful. I am telling you, the mics around here is going to come out and stand up and applaud. I am telling you what's the truth up in here. And that's another thing, you guys. Steve really needs to improve the conditions of the work. I'm telling you, the mics are hiding up under the carpet. I've got rats coming around just clapping and doing the breakdancing. You ever seen a rat do a breakdance? Well, let me tell you something. When Elise starts singing, they are going to come out and clap their little paws crazy, because I'm telling you, this girl can sing. Elise Dash, D-A-S-H. She can sing. Let me tell you something. I check people out. I'm like, do people really check folks out these days? I mean, I have the nerve to vet everybody. You know, it is my opinion. Now, listen here. Let me tell you something. It is my opinion that people need to be vetted out. And I'm telling you, I looked around on Elise Dash's information on the web. You know, I looked at her YouTube page, and I'm telling you, that cover song that she did by Lady Gaga was, I'm like, you gotta be kidding. Elise, darling, listen, my baby. Listen, you have millionaire music. You are a millionaire music maker. And so, listen, I am telling you, I'm so serious about this right now. If you have the goods, honey, if you've got the goods, and Elise has the goods, baby, she's got the voice. I am telling you, she is dynamite. Dynamite. You know, it's like JJ. Remember when JJ used to say, well, dynamite. Well, honey, listen, I mean, she is going boom, 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 boom. So, listen, my baby, your music is going to be heard by... People all over the world. That is the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing. People all over the world, my darling. So listen, up first it is Martin Strand, S-T-R-A-N-G. Listen, he has the sexiest music, the sexiest music. And so listen, Martin is really a beautiful soul. He's a beautiful soul. Listen, let me tell you something. He knows what he's doing when it comes to music. Listen, listen, listen. He knows what he's doing. He knows the business. And that is just so phenomenal. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air when you talk to somebody. And let me tell you something. I love to talk to people to get to know them. Listen, Mickey music is beautiful, but I love to get to know the soul of a person, the energy of the person. I really do. And that is my thing. That is my thing. You know, behind, and listen, when you work in a place where you're working on your computer, you're working on a mobile device, of course, it's the internet. You can't see into people's eyeballs. But listen, it takes a conversation. And these days, you know, people are so in a hurry and rush. Sometimes people don't have time for a conversation. But when you have the time to talk to somebody, it makes you feel great on the inside. It makes you feel good that somebody takes the time to really actually talk to you and connect to you. So listen, Martin is a beautiful soul. He's a beautiful soul. And I can understand and see why he makes sexy music, because, my darlings, he know what he's doing. He's been in the business a long time. He started making music about 9 years old, and he knows what he's doing. Listen, and the music is sexy. I like to call it sexy. You know what I'm saying? He's got good stuff. And it is so, so wonderful. Listen, so the first song up is by Martin Strand, S-T-R-A-N-G, and it's Nowadays. Take a listen to Nowadays. Listen, my darlings. Listen, 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 my honeys. Listen, this is the honest God truth, and please nobody get offended here. Listen, listen. I'm telling you the honest God truth. Listening to that song is like the sexiest thing. I know I keep saying that, but listen, let me tell you why I'm saying that. Because when I listen to this song nowadays, I had the most beautiful sex thing in my mind. It's just like, you know, the music is just like making love to you. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the most romantic music, romantic music. Listen, if you have a really nice friend or you're married or you're engaged or whatever your situation when it comes to relationship, you need to have this song in your music library. You know what? Because you can really dress up with this one. You can dress up with this one. You can have a really nice candlelit dinner, you know, have the lights dim, have your candles on the table, serve a really nice meal. You have the music going really softly. And you know one thing, Lisa, have a little rose petals on the floor going from the dinner table right to the bedroom. And you just take your time. You just take it down. Or if you prefer, you don't have to have the rose petals going to the bedroom. You can have the rose petals going to the living room and you have your blanket out. And I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece of music. Listen, and you can have your champagne, you know, on the floor. You have your glasses, you know, just have a really, really nice picnic right at home. This is a really nice song. So anyway, I got another one coming up from Martin Strand. This one is New Moon, and then up next is independent artist Elise Dash. Get ready, my honeys. Listen, you need to put your bib on for Elise. You need to put your bib on. You know what? Because, listen, you're going to be, well, let's go here now. This is New Moon, New Moon by Martin Strand, S-T-R-A-N-T.
Los amantes. Ve andar por la ciudad si todos están ciegos.
La espada sin una.
one know how to salsa? Do you guys know how to salsa? Well, listen, this is your salsa song. She has a really, really nice voice, strong vocals, very enjoyable. It's such a delight to relax and listen to something that's really calming. You know, sometimes we need music that calms our spirit, calms our energy. Because listen, my babies. You know, I'm always turned up on 10 plus, right? You know, I'm always turned up to the 1,000 power. So listen, it's always great when you have some music in your library where you can put it on and you can just chill, have your glass of red wine and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and really, I need the red wine because listen, honeys, I am naturally always turned up, and people know that. People that really know me, they know Adrian. It's turned up really, really hard. That's why they call me fierce. Listen, let me tell you something. God knows everything about you. Let me tell you a little story. God knows everything about you. So listen, he created this whole universe. He created all of us. And let me tell you something. People that I grew up with, they trip out when they hear that my name is fierce now. And they go like, well, how in the hell did that happen? Your name is Adrian. So listen, let me tell you something. See, God knew that my mom and my parents or whoever, you pick the name, it's going to be Adrian. Now listen, my born name is Adrian Felice Manson. That's my name, Adrian Felice Manson. So God already knew that way down the line when I would get to be an old fart like I am right now. See, the F, all I did was change Felice to fierce. How simple is that? You ain't got to say, I didn't have to change anything, come up with this odd, strange stage name. I just used the F in my own born name from Felice, which means happy. My mom picked it out. She didn't know. She doesn't speak Spanish or nothing else. So I don't know how in God's name they came up with that. But anyway, my name means happy, right? My middle name means happy. So listen, when you take the happy from Felice, which is my name, happy, and then you change that to fierce, you get happy fire. That's what you got. That's what I am. I'm a blazing piece of happy fire. So listen, so really it just boils down to this because God knew all this stuff was going to come out in the making anyway. So listen, so my name is Adrian Fierce Felice Manson. I am the happiest fire you ever meet in your born during your life. Listen. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that was going to happen, but that's what it is. So listen. Listen, on-air name is Fierce Mess, and people still freak out. They're like, well, this guy. Somebody asked me, listen, Steve Gum, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum, he asked me one day, he listened to the show, and it was so doggone funny, and then I'm going to play the next song by Elise Dash, D-A-S-H. He was so funny. Now, this is the God heaven, so I cannot make this up. He says to me, when he started talking to me on the phone, he says, like, well, what happened? He says, what happened? He says, are you, what's he called? He called it some crazy name. He said, are you schizophrenic or something? I said, why in God's name would you say that? He said, because on the radio, you're just like this blazing fire that's all over the place. And he says, when I talk to you when you're at home and I talk to you on the phone, you're nothing like this. I'm like, do you actually think, for God's sake, that I will walk around at home sounding like that? I'm like, you know, this is an on-air personality. You, for all people to know that, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't walk around, you know, blazing people up everywhere that I go. You just can't do that. And I'm like, are you serious? And he really thought, he says, you got to be schizophrenic or something. I'm like, I'm not schizophrenic. I'm like, people on television, do you think they're going to go around doing all this stuff, you know, at home? Do you think they're going to do that at home? But listen, now my personality, I am really, really, high energy. I am a high energy person. I do make people laugh everywhere I go, but I just don't go blazing on people, you know, all the time, everywhere. And he's like, I just can't believe that when you're on the radio, you're just like all over the place, high energy and everything. And then when you're at home, you really come. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I gotta relax sometime. What do you think this is? And so it was just really funny. It's just really funny. And so every time he talks to me on the phone, and he'll say, I just can't believe how calm you are. I'm like, well, what are you thinking? You know, it's on-air personality. I shouldn't have to explain this to you. My God, and people think you got some kind of crazy head or something. So, you know, it's just like crazy. So listen. Lucille Ball, now think about it this way. I'm going to move on. Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett, I love those two girls because I always watch them on TV. Now, do you think Lucille Ball acted like that at home, as nutty and crazy as she was on the screen? Do you think she was acting like that sitting at home reading her book and relaxing? Hell to the hell no. So that's crazy. So listen, I got some music that's coming up from independent artist Elise Dash. This is Floating By. Listen, you guys going to love her voice. Check this out. Floating By. You're going to love it. I enjoy listening to her sing. You're going to love it as well. So it's Floating By, and then she has a second song as well. I'm going to follow it up with her second song. Check this out. Floating By.
Breathe with me.
Up next is Everything I Wanted, Everything I Wanted, independent artist Elise Dash.
If I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. I thought I could fly, so I set off for golden. Nobody cried, nobody even noticed. We saw them standing right there. A dream. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up, I see you with me. You say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my freaking God. Did you hear their voice? Elise Dash, D-A-S-H. Oh, my God. Everything I Wanted, that's the name of the song. Listen, she has the million-dollar music maker voice. She really does. I'm telling you what's the truth. Is there anybody that's not afraid to make $1 million? Is there anybody out there that's not afraid to make $1 million? You know, I keep talking about this million-dollar music, and I'm so serious when it comes to that because, you know what? Your talent is everything. Your talent is everything. Oh, my gosh. Let me move on here because, you know, I'm telling you, I keep thinking about this, and it's just so serious to me. It's just so serious. So, listen, let me tell you about Elise. She is amazing. She's Jamaican bass singer and pianist. Listen. And it's so true on her bio. She has here, she has a haunting vocals, and she does. She really does. She had a release. Her second original was a reggae track, Waiting. Oh, I would love to hear that. So listen, let me tell you a little bit more about Elise. She released a cover of Billie English's Everything I Wanted back in 2020, which was produced by Boar House Records. The track introduced an eerie FM e-buzz featured Dash has a new artist to watch out for. The song opened doors as Dash was also featured in the Jamaica Gleamer and the Jamaican Observer in 2021 Soldier. Her first original produced by French Studios, Bad Records, was released featured on The Real Maka Baraka Show. This single speaks about her experiences with insomnia during the COVID-19 pandemic. Trained pianist and opera singer. Well, we can see that here now. She's a trained opera singer. I keep telling people, it's millionaire dollar music. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Dash started her music at the age of 4 years old, first inspired by musicians such as Mozart and Beethoven. Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. She began her musical journey by composing piano pieces as a child in the early 2010s. So listen, Dash gained experience performing live and in recording studios as a backup singer for a few local Jamaican musicians. During that time, Dash also joined the beat-making movement and shared her original compositions on YouTube. Soon, she gained attention in the local scene as the female beat maker. Listen, let me tell you something. This girl is a piece of gold. Do you hear what I'm saying? She is a piece of gold. Listen, anybody that can do a cover song by Lady Gaga, I mean, this girl's got the goods. And you heard that voice. My God, I could talk about her going on and on. And I can see why I didn't even know that she was a trained opera singer. We can hear that in her track. I am telling you, I'm telling you. Listen, million-dollar music maker. That is so serious to me. Listen, if you're not afraid to do what you can do with your talent, go for it. She's got the goods. It's been a stone-cold blast of a show on today. It's been a great afternoon here in the Windy City, even though it's hot as Hades outside. Listen, it's hot as Hades. It's like 92 degrees out there. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got my shorts on, you know, I got my booty shorts on, everything is hanging out. No, I'm just kidding, I'm just entertaining here. Listen. So listen, let me get on up out of here, because I don't want to scare you guys or anything, and I don't want any guys knocking at my door thinking they're going to see some ass, you know, hanging out from some booty shorts, because it ain't going on like that. Listen, I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? I'll be back later on this afternoon, and it's going to be a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.